Parshas Pekudei, the opening pasuk of the parsha, the Mishkan is referred to as Mishkan Ha'edus, the Mishkan of testimony. What is this testimony? Rashi tells us the Mishkan and Hashem's resting, His divine presence in the Mishkan and amongst the Jewish people. That is the Edus, the testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven Klal Yisrael for the terrible Chet Ha'egel. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, tells us that really Bnei Yisrael should not have done the Egel. They were not really ro'u l'kach. They should not have done the Egel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us about tshuva. Now Rashi has a very interesting pshat over there. You can look at for homework. The Maharsha says, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that really we all need Hashem to help us withstand the temptation of the Yetzirah. If Hashem wouldn't help us, we'd be minced meat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, and that's how we're able to be Omid B'Nisayon and to fend off and beat the Yetzirah. So Hashem really should have helped the Jewish people. They had the Zchus HaTorah, which saves from sin. B'derech she'adam rotu le'echbo molichin oso, they were at the foot of Har Sinai, and they should have had this special Siyata D'Shmaya to withstand the temptation of the Chet Ha'egel. But Hashem withheld that Siyata D'Shmaya in order to have them violate the Chet Ha'egel. He didn't make them violate the Chet Ha'egel, says the Maharsha, but he withheld the special Siyata D'Shmaya that would have enabled them to withstand the temptation in order to teach the Jewish people about tshuva. And tshuva is so super important. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us there were seven things that were created before the world, and one of them is tshuva. And the Rashba explains no one's perfect. Hashem wanted to create the world with midas hadin, with justice. Well, no one's perfect. As soon as you disobey the king, that should be the end of us. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put tshuva, build it into the system, because the world cannot exist without tshuva. We need tshuva for the world to continue to exist. Otherwise, the first time a person does something wrong, he's out of the game, and then the game is over for the entire world. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. And we see from here the super importance of tshuva, which means it doesn't matter what we did last week and last month and last year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always rooting for us, and He's on our team, and He loves us more than we can imagine, and He wants us to succeed like every father wants his children to succeed in every area. Hashem wants us to succeed, and we have to put the past behind us regardless of what a person may have done in the past. And maybe I wasn't such a great person, but looking forward, I can be the best me that I could possibly be. That's the gift of tshuva. Tshuva does not, it's not something that's logical. It doesn't make sense. How can you undo something that you've already done? And I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human body the same way, and it's an opportunity to thank Hashem for the tremendous miracles that our son Aryeh experienced last week. He walked 5 kilometers in the Yerushalayim Marathon, Baruch Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had Lamala min HaTeva miracles, but within the Teva, Hashem created the Teva that the human body heals itself. You take care of the body, it heals itself. And perhaps that's to teach us that just like our physical body heals, our spiritual body heals. A person can do tshuva, they can move on, recognize what they've done wrong. If it's ben adam l'chaveiro, apologize to those whom they've hurt, make amends. Ben adam l'makom, we do tshuva, we recognize what we did wrong, we commit to do things better going forward. And Be'ezrat Hashem, from here on, we will be the best versions of ourselves that we can possibly be, and use this gift of tshuva that Hashem put into the creation so that we can become all that we can be.